It seems duct tape is one of the essential requirements for any student experiment, at least the ones being built in Houston this week at Ellington Field. 30 weeks out of the year, NASA puts a plane, a KC-135, in the air and makes it do things the FAA says it shouldn't do, like fly at 400 miles an hour at a 45-degree angle going up for about 10,000 feet, nearly stalling out, and then turning around and coming down just as fast. Well, it all happens in about 80 seconds, and for about 20 seconds at the very top of this arc, everybody and everything on the plane floats like it's in space. But before that happens, all the experiments have to pass TRR.
TRR, Test Readiness Review. This is an event that occurs every Monday, approximately at 10:30 every Monday morning, for all of our research packages that we fly on the KC. And when I say research, I mean even the students' projects. Once they get to this point, we consider them research packages.
Meet John Yannick, a lead test director in NASA's Reduced Gravity Office. He's been working with students and researchers and astronauts since 1994. Yannick has been weightless 20 seconds at a time more than 21,000 times. But his job is to make sure that everyone and everything that goes on board the KC-135, which, by the way, is the military version of a Boeing 707, is safe. A duct tape is used to cover all the sharp edges. The KC, for all intents and purposes, is baby-proofed. Yet, Yannick says the student experiments flown here are treated like any other research, and he means it, in a military way. The experiments must pass the TRR or they don't fly. And for teams like the Floating Illini that have spent the better part of two semesters just getting here, it's a nerve-wracking experience.
As you can see, we have a containment, double containment system here, padded. They're bolted with L brackets.
Jeff Kautko is the president of this year's Floating Illini and had to make the TRR presentation to the NASA officials last Monday. The Floating Illini is a student group at the University of Illinois. When he was making the presentation, two of the other eight members of the group were still making adjustments to the experiment.
That's fine. I wasn't even sure if we needed it anymore.
But now, get it down here if you can.
During the TRR, NASA wants to know what the experiment does, how it operates, who will do the operation, what kinds of materials are being used, and all kinds of other information. In this case, the experiment is contained in three cylinders partially filled with fluid. The whole team flinched when John Lamb from NASA asked if he could see all of them spin.
What would it take to run all three of them right now?
The collective answer in every team member's head was a miracle. It happened, and the cylinders responded to a few quick keystrokes. The whole TRR process didn't take but a few minutes, nerve-wracking minutes for team president Jeff Kautko.
What are you popping, Jeff?
My fifth Tums.
Why?
Three letters, TRR.
Made you a little nervous?
Yeah, getting it all done in time, particularly realizing that there were a few little things that hadn't been done, you know, hadn't been taken care of, and finding out that we had to do them, and they were already looking at other people's experiments.
The experiment passed and is flying on the KC-135, but even late in the week, there were still some problems. The software program that runs the motors that spin the cylinders has a bug in it. The Floating Illini can't figure out what it is, and they can't stay connected to software support by cell phone long enough for them to figure it out either.
What about coordinated motion? I was reading in the help file a little bit about that. Is that... Hello? Uh-oh, your phone died.
They have a backup plan, of course, but they'd prefer everything work properly. NASA knows from experience that isn't always the way things happen. As long as there's a way to collect data from the experiment, the students will fly. The test readiness review makes certain it's all safe for the rigors of a journey into zero gravity. With the Floating Illini at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, I'm Todd Gleason.